A wave of discontent swept across the 10 countries which joined the European Union in 2004, when it emerged from Brussels that they won't be able to join the borderless Schengen zone until at least a year after the original promised date. Czech officials have been among those most vocal in protesting at what they call a denial of one of the European Union's fundamental freedoms. That's the freedom of movement. Pavla Harakova reports.
The delay in the expansion of the borderless zone was strongly criticized by the new Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, who discussed it with his Slovak counterpart in Bratislava on Thursday. Meanwhile, the new Foreign Minister Alexander Vondra protested against the postponement on his trips to Berlin on Wednesday and to Vienna on Thursday, where he spoke after the meeting of foreign ministers from countries of the Regional Partnership Group.
The Czech Republic is certainly very disappointed by the proposal to postpone our entry into Schengen. That's not the example of the move which should bring some positive message to our people. The opening of the border is one of those few examples which we can show to the people that there are some real results. And the explanation about the technicalities, like the air conditioning for the computers in the age when we are sending the rockets to the moon, is something what neither myself nor the Czech people can understand. So we would like to see an explanation, and we would like to see the horizon, which would not be changed the year by year.
Mr. Vondra also outlined a perhaps humorous idea on Thursday in response to news that the European Union plans to raise taxes on that most popular of Czech products, beer.
Yesterday I was in Berlin and I was proposing the Germans to create an alliance for beer in Europe. Maybe you noticed that there is some proposal by the European Commission to raise the taxes on beer while to keep intact the taxes on the wine. You know, I can't imagine to explain this injustice to the Czech people under any circumstances. The German response was very warm yesterday, and today when I was lobbying for this alliance on the corridor after the meeting, so Slovak reaction was very interesting. I believe that Poland will join us too, and of course that Hungarian, Austrian, Slovenians, they are also wine lovers, but they understand that this is really injustice and this is something what Europe can't tolerate.
The Czech Foreign Minister Alexander Vondra speaking there at a conference in Vienna on one of his first trips abroad since being appointed recently.